Why do so many couples argue over money? It's what money represents.
They miss the fact that it's not about the money. They're so busy focused on the dollar amount, about how they feel about the money, they realize they're not really fighting about money. They're fighting about what the money means to them.
And what does the money mean? Power for men? It often means power. It can for women, too. But power, prestige, status, what they've made of themselves. For women, though, it often represents security. And it can become a method of fighting, basically, like sex.
A weapon. I'm going to spend at you. If you're so busy controlling the money, I'll show you what. I'll show you what I can do. I can assert myself and spend it. And really, the discussion about money needs to begin before the marriage, even.
But people are very reluctant to talk about money because it just seems, A, tacky. It seems not sort of compatible with the notion of love. Again, it's because it's what it means. It's about controlling each other. It's not considered romantic. It's considered oh so personal. Actually, you're right. For some couples, even more personal than sex, amazingly. So they don't talk about it.
I think the way to approach it is to say, how did your family of origin handle it? What was money like when you were growing up? Was it something that was easily available? Did you feel good about it? Or were you hoording it? Were you always saving for a catastrophe?
Does that mean because your patterns are established by your parents and your family early on?
Yes.
And your character style. So it's important to ask, what's your personality style? Are you a risk taker? You know, if you're marrying a bungee jumper because you love risk taking, you better be prepared for some risk taking in money management too. Even
debt?
If people though have different attitudes about money. For example, I'm very frugal and Jay had less of a problem spending money than I did. No, it was okay. Yeah. Well, most of the time. Sometimes it annoys me.
You have to negotiate.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't mean that you're incompatible if you have different attitudes
about anything.
No. It's just better to get it on the table.
More communication is necessary.
It needs to be reviewed and updated regularly. It's
not
something you say, well, we've done that now. Phew, we got through that. It's going to resurface over and over through a marriage.
So what sort of advice would you have for people who are really literally being torn apart by this subject?
Pick one person to be in charge of bills and budgets. Both sit down and look at budgets so you're agreeing about something. See, often what's being tossed about is in the air, but no concrete examples of, but this is how much money we make, and so this is how much money we can spend and how much money we want to save. So have a monthly meeting even about...
Sounds easy, but that's hard.
And if you feel as if one person is exerting more power in the relationship because of the financial inequity, talk about it.
Absolutely.
Yes,
it's a problem. Right. It needs to be...
We need to address what's going on. I think this is about power and control. Let's talk about that.
All right. Well, good advice. Drew Pinsky and Gail Falk. Thank you, guys.
Nice
to see you again.